I need to be stuffy.
Huh?
What the fuck?
I thought I could take it like a different take on it.
But you were saying imbio.
Yeah, imbio, indio, in the beans to bees. Jamba.
In the beaning, in the beaning, in the beaning. Oh, roll my dice.
Roll my dice.
Flip my coin. Anyway, welcome back to another episode of Idiosyncrasies. I'm your host, Trey. With me, as always, is Maggie and Landon.
My name went first.
Landon and Maggie.
Fuck.
With me, as always, is me and Trey and ThinkLink99.
I would love that show. Just three of you guys.
It's just all three cloned cameras, just me.
We gotta do an episode like that.
Delayed like that one Germa
God,
bit.
That's a, no, yeah, I would say that's actually really fucking good, like April Fool's bit. Too bad we're months past April now.
Yeah,
no,
we'll wait till next year. All right,
July 1st.
Music.
Music.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. Okay, my first song. First song. It's gonna be
May.
It's gonna be May. My first song is Kepler. KEPLER. 22 beat by Kepler.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
And the Bizzard Dizzards. Mm-hmm. My second song is Blue Morpho by King Bizzard and the Bizzards. And then my third song is going to be, let's do Atlantic Postcard by the Holy Drug Couple.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Maggie.
All right. I've got The Greatest by Raleigh Ritchie.
Love that song. That's my favorite song.
He plays Grey Worm in the Game of Thrones. He's also a rapper, though. He's been on Game Grumps.
What did you say his name is?
Raleigh Ritchie. R-A-L-E-I-G-H. Are you having trouble finding
it? I got it. I just... Songs? Okay. No, it was... Well, because it was... Greatest Showman was the only thing coming up when I typed in The Greatest, and then it was like, did she say Rowley? I was typing in Rowley.
Yeah, the Rowley from...
the guy from Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Yeah,
did she say Rowley Jefferson?
Hang on. Kunoichi Demo Koi Gashitai.
Uh-huh, yeah, you want to send me just a link to that one?
It's not even that hard to type out, but yeah. And then...
I'm not willing to try. That's the problem here.
It's not even that hard. Trey's like...
and then Death Cup by Mom Jeans.
Oh, I know Mom Jeans. I actually knew about them. White girl music.
Sad white girl music, yeah.
That's what I just said.
You just said white girl music.
If you're white, you're sad.
Not all white girls are sad.
Yeah,
some
that's
of them
not true.
Are sad.
Please don't play this.
Yet,
please
but...
don't play this. Please don't play this. Please don't play this. Okay. No. Why am I not logged in? Please don't play this. Please don't play this. Please don't play this. Please don't
are
play
you
this.
Okay. What are you doing?
I'm trying to get this fucking song on here.
Please don't play this. Please don't play this.
Well, because I didn't want it to just autoplay.
Why not?
Why not?
I don't know. Beyond me. Anyway.
Anyway.
Right? Your turn.
All right, we got Float by Flogging Molly. Chance
Do
by...
What to Molly?
Chance by the National Parks.
I'm going to float till she flogs my Molly.
She's flogging on my Molly till I float.
Gross.
Oh God.
Wow.
And then I'll do Adelaide by Ramblewood.
What to the wood?
Log on my Molly till I ramble wood.
Till I ramble my wood.
Till I ramble my wood. Fine. That might be a little much. All right, gamers.
Oh my god, we are on episode 50.
Yeah, we're on 50.
Let's go!
God, I heard that from that fucking room.
So,
we barely heard it here.
Yeah, barely heard it here.
Yeah, it takes like 12 to 15 business days for it to arrive, so just wait. Your window's open. Anyways, so I clicked on the home button for Spotify, and I got this notification. Spotify's starting their own DAW, which is kind of cool. Like, their your own music.
Oh, like a studio?
Yeah,
DAW, like their own DAW. Digital audio workbench. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Try Soundtrap. That's what they call it. Your easy-to-use online music studio by Spoofy. That's pretty neat. I can't wait for all the shitty fucking...
I can't wait for all the fucking SoundCloud rappers to just move to Spotify.
Yeah, because it'll be right there on the platform.
Yeah, then they don't have to, go through any kind of distributor. They just distribute through Spotify now.
Straight through them, yeah. And that is going to be an absolute hellscape. Nightmare.
Yeah,
because they're going to promote it. They're going to promote it.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Awful.
That would be fun. Anyways.
That's kind of awful.
Femboys is trending on Twitter, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Oh, and so is Peter Parker, so I...
Yeah!
Yeah.
You can't tell me that Twink's not a femboy. He dresses up in red and blue leotards.
I thought you said Link, but that still checks out.
That still checks out.
But yeah, so it's like... It goes... Femboys, the 25th Amendment, Biden falling... Peter Parker.
I did see the video of Biden falling. I was talking to Balth about that one.
Oh, and then was like, Halo 2.
Oh, what?
All right.
God, yeah, I saw the video because, Biden was at a Air Force graduation ceremony and then, took a step back from the podium and just fucking collapsed. And Balth was like, why'd he fall again? I'm like, he's old as shit.
Yeah.
He's an old man.
He's just an old, old man.
Like, damn, it sucks too that that happened while all the fucking the generals are kicking off too.
Yeah,
because they're just gonna replay that shit now.
Oh yeah, just don't fall, idiot.
So,
yeah,
get better legs, idiot. You're the president.
Nice back, idiot.
I think it's really funny that you say get better legs. You're the president. There was a wheelchair president.
Yeah, and he's dead now, so...
Sure was.
Your point.
Hey, but you know what? They had an entire fucking subway system for him to get around.
He had subway?
His probably once, yeah.
I wonder why his legs didn't fucking work.
Subway even around?
I don't know.
Of course not. That shit was, made in, the 60s.
FDR was...
That fucker
When was that? He did have polio. Good job, buddy. Was the
1932 election?
He was during the Great Depression. That was the 30s.
20s. Yeah, I couldn't remember if it was before World War I or after World War II. I couldn't.
Both. He was also president for 20 years, so he kind of cheated.
Subway start.
Yeah.
1965.
Let's fucking go!
Nailed it.
Come on! I know my subway history. I'm there every fucking day.
Why?
It started in Connecticut.
Oh, that sucks.
Never going there.
Nothing. Again. That's why it sucks. Way. Nothing good ever starts in Connecticut.
That was an attack on you, Maggie.
That was specifically an attack on you.
That was specifically attacking you. Are you okay?
This is fucking rude.
Yeah.
Damn, okay.
Anyways, Maggie, what's your opinion?
On Subway or FDR?
What's your opinion on FDR and Subway?
FDR, he's pretty cool, I guess. I don't know. I don't remember anything that he did.
Well, I couldn't remember anything he did. The new fucking deal.
I don't know, sounds pretty fucking old to me.
Both of you assume I remember anything about whatever the fuck that is.
That fucker died. He's dead now. Fucker
died.
He had polio. That is what I remember about him.
And he's dead. There.
He had a...
And was he the one that was too big to fit in his bathtub?
No, that was Taft.
That was Taft.
Taft, okay.
Yeah.
I always remember that because
I remember the dumb fact.
Taft backwards spells T-fat.
T-fat.
So that's how I remember it.
Oh, yeah, which one was the fat president? Oh, yes. Fat Imiabudwidu?
What?
I don't know. How do you say William backwards?
Maya.
Milliwua?
William. My?
My.
Maya.
Maya.
My.
My.
My. My. My. My. My. My. My. My. IW doesn't work. Okay, wait, hold on. Google Translate.
IW doesn't work. Translate? It's an U sound, buddy.
No, not to Arabic.
It's an U sound, buddy. Ew.
So apparently in Finnish, M-I-L-L-A-I-W means when. Pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
The more you know.
Damn, I can't believe he was fat wet.
Fat when.
And he died in the bathtub! Oh my gosh, this is a Finnish conspiracy that we've just unlocked.
The Finnish conspiracy. That is the hardest band name I have ever heard. That's our band name.
The Finnish conspiracy.
Yeah, every time when we play Rock Band.
The Pigerts are dead.
The Pigerts are dead.
The Finnish conspiracy.
The Pigerts are the Finnish conspiracy.
The Finnish conspiracy is our that's our Rock Band.
God.
That's our Rock Band.
I also just need to point out, Trey's name backwards is Yurt.
It is Yurt. Yeah.
Mine's Nodnal.
My initials backwards are Hat.
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 Mine would be...
Yours are Sigil.
Sigil. Sigil.
Sigil.
Sigil. Mine forwards and backwards are the same.
Mom?
Yeah, you have an M for both names.
I don't know why I think you're... Because I was saying, you're Mom.
Mom. Yeah. Mom.
So your male name has to be like, I don't know, like... I don't know.
O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
O'Reilly. Yeah, that's an Irish name.
Maggie O'Reilly Auto Parts, your last name.
Okay, so... Okay, so according to Google Translate, where did the pee come from? Me when I'm in the bathroom.
I was gonna just shout from your bladder, idiot.
So apparently, backwards Williams is Milau. Why is it in Finnish again? No, English.
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 I can't spell it. I'm English. No, it's not Finnish. You asshole. Fuck you, Google. Well, make it
speaking
better
of
system.
Other conspiracies, somebody leaked the fucking... There was like a list of celebrities who had visited Epstein Island.
Oh, yeah?
There's some doozies of some names on there. Oprah was on there at one point.
Let's go!
I think Whoopi Goldberg was on there.
Oh my god.
Let me see if I can find the shit, because it was a tweet, and I just, like, briefly went past it.
Well, the tricky thing is with that is that it's, like, you know, because for a lot of people, they all of them weren't on there for that fucking reason. A lot of it was just because it was, hey, you're invited to this really nice private island. So we have to view it like that. These are just celebrities, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't think,
like,
it's still fucked up.
We also don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. But I don't personally think that Whoopi Goldberg is a pedophile.
Whoopi Goldberg.
That's a
crossover. Whoopi Goldberg is not, but Whoopi Goldberg.
The jury's still out on Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah. You're on a tightrope, Whoopi.
Is he on a tightrope?
Happy gay month.
Happy gay month. Congrats, guys. I'm so proud of you that you did it. You finally got here.
I hope everyone's enjoying their semen-filled lemonade.
I sure am.
It's just casually scrolling through Twitter. Why did I like this tweet twice?
With the semen-filled...
Yeah. Well, this one was the one that was like Bud Light is made of slur semen. But it was like multiple times in the same tweet.
Oh my god. And also in tune with Gay Month, Overwatch covering up their PvE being canceled with lesbian Pharah and bisexual Baptiste.
But also, as soon as that comes out, Variety released an article about them like trying to bust unions and shit.
Yep. A lot has come out with Blizzard.
So fucking funny. They're hate awful. That company. Hellscape of a company.
I don't play any of their games.
Well, I play a few of them, and one of them also just got early release today.
Yeah, I'm gonna play so much fucking Diablo when we're done.
On June 2nd.
Diabolical.
Diabolical came out
today. Diablo 4. It was supposed to come out on June 2nd, but they released it like an hour and a half ago. And I think it's probably because of the backlash of the PvE with Overwatch still.
Maggie, I did post a photo
of you. Fuck.
As for you.
What?
There's a photo for you in streaming BC.
Oh my god, it's Germa.
Yeah. Sparkle on. Sparkle on.
It's Pride Month.
Don't forget to be yourself.
Thanks, Germa.
Thank you, Germa.
I actually do have that sparkle on. It's Wednesday. Don't forget to be yourself. Hanging up at my desk at work.
That's so fucking funny.
Like, nobody has questioned me about any of them. Because I have that. I have Out of Touch Thursday, so, like, the little anime girls that dance. And then I have Tuesday again. No problem, dog.
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 Yeah.
Dog.
He's a little dog. I think he gives a thumbs up. I can't remember.
Oh, are you talking about the one that does this?
12.
No.
Hold on.
12.
Pro-Life Lasagna, Knights of Columbus, June 22nd, or June
22nd. June 2nd. 22nd. 12. June
22nd. I'm going to be there on June 22nd.
Yeah, it's like 15 minutes away from us, or like 20 minutes away.
Oh, no, he goes like this.
Okay, so the one I'm talking about, hold on. I thought you were talking about the dog that's like doing the thing with his hips, and he's doing this.
No.
Oh, that. Okay, hold on.
Tuesday again. No problem. Yeah, I know what dog you're talking about. It's like the, like,
the little,
oh god.
The little the, like, piece poodle. Of shit. Yeah.
Play poodle.
Okay. I love that one so much. I'm gonna put it here.
Oh, it's definitely going more like this.
Yeah, it's like, because the hand's backward.
Yeah.
Hand backwards.
That's if Spider-Man was...
gay?
More gay. He already is bisexual.
Oh, bisexual.
Yeah. More, if he was more bisexual. Why did I go blurry? What the fuck?
You said the word.
My camera's out of focus now. But he would shoot his webs like that.
That's really funny. Good one. Good
Thank
joke.
You.
Good one.
Good one. Good one. Shit, I just
trying to get my camera back into focus.
You're like reviewing like makeup or something.
So this is
This is my favorite product. I use it every single day.
Waiting for it to focus.
God. So I threw up.
Yeah, I was actually in your house the other day.
Yep. You were in our house. So Maggie and Wemmy, they came down from Canada or wherever the fuck you're from, and you stayed the weekend. You wouldn't leave. We tried.
Wouldn't leave. Tried to kick you out. We yelled at you and everything.
I was never asked to leave.
We tried. Damn it.
We were too subtle.
You did not try at all.
We tried. Damn it.
If you guys tried, you did a horrible job.
We tried, damn it.
But yeah, I came down. I gave you guys some gifts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, give me
some. Gave you some gifts.
Yep, yep. So you gave us a mandolin, not the instrument, the fucking slicey thing, which that was a really funny bit that happened. Then you also gave us some ramen bowls. I have yet to use it because I need to get ramen first to use the bowl. I could probably.
I almost also got you guys ramen,
there's
but I
ramen like, and okay. There's ramen in the pantry.
Oh, is there? Okay. Well, I will have to use it. I might just also use it for cereal. Anyways,
strain out the milk.
Yeah, and then she also gave us she gave us Gibby requires coochie, of course.
Yeah,
and
then, as like a
and then yeah yeah
tapestry. Like,
yeah, tapestry. And then Wemmy gave me and Trey these bad boys. I got Commander Cubbis, that's his name.
And I got Captain T-Rex.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. T-Rex. We got that. Yeah, Commander T-Rex.
Commander T-Rex.
And I got Commander Kyle here.
And then Landon threw up.
And then
all over the floor.
Landon threw up.
All over the living room floor. Yep.
The last night that Wemmy and I were here, Landon got very, very drunk.
I got very drunk.
Very, very drunk. And we were in the middle of watching the Woodstock 99
thing. Yeah. So we were watching the Woodstock. It was Trey went to bed. It was me, Maggie, and Wemmy on the couch. And I was drinking all night. I had like 3-4 bottles of Mike's, and then I had 4 double shots of apple whiskey. And boy, I was a spinning. I was not on planet Earth anymore. And then you were like, okay, let's stop watching. And I'm like laying on the couch, like, sure. I was like, if I look at any light, if any light hits my eyeballs, I'm gonna throw up. And then you put on Vinny Vine Sauce, and I look up, and he's got like a sword or something. I think he was playing like Dead Island or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Yep, yeah, here it is." I just run
right onto the ground, just like the loudest bang. Wemmy and I were both like basically asleep.
Yeah, my ass, bang. My ass was up. My face was down.
Face down, ass up.
Yeah. Bro,
vomit floor.
Vomit on the floor.
And to also add some context, it's not your traditional like green or yellow puke. This shit was
it was
pinkish
red.
Yep, because all I had to eat that day was ice cream, or s'mores and a shit ton of salsa. Shit ton of salsa. Man, that fucker, yeah. Man, salsa going upwards hurts a lot, and it sucked. I honestly, it was a fever dream.
It was so funny in the moment. Like, I felt so bad in the moment, but it was also so funny because you woke Wemmy and I up.
Yeah.
He and I are on like, she's on a futon at the side, and I'm like sitting
to the left of me.
To the left. Of Landon, and he goes down, and we both just kind of sit up and look like, what? Did you throw up? Yeah.
Yeah, I remember you're like, do you need help? And I just went, and you threw me a trash bag. Like, puke is already, because I threw up in my hand. I tried to gurgle that back down, kind of control it, and then
I'm
just a second round came up, and that just went all on the floor, and like my arm is in it.
I had the trash bag in my hand, and I was ready to give it to you, and then you just
threw up again.
It was like,
all on the floor. I'm looking at my tattoo on my arm, and it's like just red. It's in my hair. It's on my
your face.
Trey, please take your headphones off. It was on my arm. It was in my face. It was in my hair. It was on my leg. It was on my other arm. It was all over the floor. It got onto your charger. I felt when you said, "Oh, it's in the charger," I was like, "Oh no!"
I didn't even notice that. You're the one that noticed it.
Oh, was it me? Because I remember
the charger was in the middle of the floor, directly where you threw up.
Yeah, and I remember my head's on the ground. Because now it's clear. Now it's clear. Because I remember opening up my eyes, and I just remember grabbing your charger and lifting it out while my head is also in the trash bag.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I go and get paper towels and start like pushing it so it's not just spreading around. He goes, "No, don't do that." Head still in the trash bag, sweeps his arm out. And just starts
I'd be like, "No, it's my mess. I'll clean it up.
Don't clean it up.
It's my throw. I gotta do this."
And you did a pretty good job at cleaning it up.
Damn straight I did. I'm a professional at that kind of shit.
You were.
Yeah. And then
there was still a lot in the cracks of the floor.
Yeah.
How does the floor look, by the way?
It's great. I really haven't even like noticed.
I did the barefoot test and I'm fine.
Well, yeah, I used soap water to clean it up.
Oh yeah, we have actual cleaning stuff now.
Yeah, because of that incident, and you're like, "Why don't you have any cleaning stuff?" Trey immediately was like, "Okay, I'm gonna go get cleaning stuff."
Yeah. Both times we've had women at the house, it was just like, two times. Your friend came over, opened one of our cabinets, saw that we didn't have salt, but that we had black pepper and oregano. Following this, I had just done the dishes. Just put silverware away, and we didn't have like a little divider organizer, so all the silverware was just in a cabinet thrown open. She turns to open this cabinet, and I lose it immediately because I know she opens it and she's like, "What the fuck?" A mess of forks, knives, spoons, and everything everywhere. But yeah, we got actual supplies after that.
Good. I will say, you guys did have dishwasher detergent.
So yeah, we're not animals. We're not animals.
We have technology.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
Experience.
Yeah, then the next morning we got cheese.
Yeah, we got cheese.
We got cheese at
Landon
the cheese bar.
Landon dressed up as grandpa.
I threw on the whole overalls and flannel over that. Yep. And I even had the trucker hat and everything, my super mega trucker hat. Mm-hmm. And I it was great. I didn't even buy any fucking cheese.
You bought honey, though.
No cheese.
I got blueberry honey and applesauce.
Applesauce. He didn't even have the little backpack for his applesauce.
Backpack.
Shame.
What?
What?
Backpack for the apple sauce?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
What backpack?
What are you going to carry it in?
What backpack?
How are you going to
carry your apple sauce?
What the fuck are you talking about? Is this a bit I don't understand?
I guess so. Like, we've talked about it so many times.
You're fucking making this
I am
shit
not
up.
Fucking
you are gaslighting me.
I am not.
Yeah, we talk about this all the time. You just dude, must not be paying attention.
We talk about this every day, dude.
We talk about it a lot more than we should. This is a little back. Well, I guess normally it's his little backpack for his appy juice, but it can be replaced with appy sauce.
Yeah, I miss this.
Wemmy can teach you the ways. Because surprise, surprise, it's Wemmy that talks
about it. I was saying, it's Wemmy's bit.
Wow, Wemmy talking about appy juice. Appy juice.
I think it started, actually, with us out in Connecticut. We went to the mall, and Mish and Wemmy had gotten matching, like, Tails and Shadow backpacks.
Oh, okay. So,
like, Tails was the backpack, so I think that became, like,
I miss my wife, Tails.
Juice.
I miss my wife, Tails.
Miss her a lot. But yeah, this weekend was
anyways.
Fun.
Yeah, it was very fun. I'm excited for the next time when we all hang out.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out when.
Mm-hmm. Probably the wedding, right? That's probably...
That'd be the next closest thing.
No?
Yeah.
I'm planning on coming out in...
You're gay?
Holy shit, already? Trey, we know this. Come on.
We already talked about Gay Month. This isn't new.
Sorry.
I come out once a year. No, but I want to go to Cedar Point.
Oh, that's right. We did talk about that.
Yeah. Okay. So I have, like, there's a period where I have another, like, 4-day weekend, and I can take another day off, and I can come out.
Hell yeah, let's go.
This is the part where I tell you all I have a very irrational fear of roller coasters.
You don't have to go on. They have more stuff.
You have to go on them.
Just catch me on the Himalaya while you guys are riding.
You're going to go on the Iron Dragon.
I'm going to go on the Iron Dragon.
Well, I absolutely love roller coasters, so I'm gonna.
I love roller coasters. I know that Six Flags, which I have one in Six Flags New England is up in Massachusetts, and then there's Six Flags New Jersey. I'm at a midpoint between both of them, so I've been to both. They've based a lot of their roller coasters off of the ones at Cedar Point. I'm Italian. But they've based a lot of their roller coasters off of, like, Cedar Point. So, like, King Ka, fucking love that roller coaster. King Ka.
What is that one based off of?
Really, really tall. King Ka is, like, 5 feet taller than the one at Cedar Point.
Is that supposed to be...
I like that the description was really tall and 5 feet taller than the one at Cedar Point. Famously, Cedar Point only has one roller coaster.
Well, the dragster's not there anymore. They
took it out.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, someone last season.
It will be reimagined in 2024.
Damn. Coming up.
Yeah, someone got seriously injured.
Yeah, Cedar Ka is based off of that.
That's the dragster is the one I will not ride. And because one time I was walking in Cedar Point and I saw the dragster, I'd be like, wow, that's cool, I should check that out. And I saw it wobble in the wind. And I was like,
Never mind.
We're supposed to do that.
Because it's better to wobble than to just like.
Yeah, so it can take that inertia. Right. I get it. Yeah. But like still, when you see that, you're like, okay, I'm good.
And that is like that is a lot of it for me. Is like I see that shit so high, wobbling super fast, like nah, I like my feet on the ground.
Yeah, exactly. And then three years later, a woman gets fucking severely fucking damaged from debris from that. Because like a piece of something from the roller coaster fell off and hit her.
Oh.
So, yeah.
So it wasn't the actual, like, coaster part. It was that it was not being maintained well enough.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was like, well, it's been around a long time, and so it's Kinkaw.
But then there's been some serious damages that's happened to people at Cedar Point before. Like,
I love Cedar Point stuff, but a big thing with roller coasters is you do have to follow the rules to like ride it. Where like people will be doing dumb shit.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
They'll get hurt, and they're like, "This roller coaster hurt me," and it's like. Ma'am, you were sitting like this while the roller coaster took off.
Yeah, a lot of people. It's based on a lot of the rider, but then also too, it's just the maintenance, and then also, all that fun stuff, and then just shitty ass luck, you know.
Yeah.
I'm with Oak. Roller coasters are spoopy. Heights are scary.
I have actually a huge fear of falling. Fucking love roller coasters and drop towers, though.
Fucking same. Like, I hate heights. Heights freak me the fuck out. Do I love going on the Valraven, where it will literally just climb me up, like, 1,000 fucking feet, and then just dangle me right over the fucking edge and just drop me 90 degrees? Yeah, I love that shit. I love that thrill.
Like, all those fucking videos of, like, people riding shit and then just passing out next to whoever they're riding with, that's me. Like,
so funny.
That'll 100% be me.
I love when they like pass out, come back, pass out again.
Yeah.
Come back. Some of the only rides I won't do are the like swing rides that flip you upside down and then continue running. I don't like those, and I don't like the ones that are like the slingshot rides that generally you have to pay for at amusement
parks. Yeah, like the slingshot. I don't trust that. I get it. There's a lot of trust and support into that bungee rope. Fuck that shit.
There's not a lot of trust and support for me from that bungee rope. I don't care what you trust. I don't trust that shit.
So, in August of 2022, last August, a bracket fell off the ride and hit a Michigan woman in the head, critically injuring her. The ride hasn't operated since. A state investigation cleared Cedar Point of wrongdoing in that incident.
Interesting.
Sierra Point declined an interview, referring back to its statement on social media, which adds that more details information should be shared on at a later date. Cedar Fair, the parent company of Sierra Point, who also owns Ohio's other big amusement park, Kings Island, in Mason near Cincinnati, is permanently grounding what was the fastest and tallest. It tweeted out a statement saying the ride is being retired and its team is working on creating a new and reimagined ride experience.
Interesting.
So the bitch didn't die. People are just overreacting.
Well, I mean, like,
arguably the real crime here is that she was from Michigan.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think it was intentional. Which, good on them.
The dragster headed out for her.
That again, that's not the first time that Sierra Point has either critically injured or killed someone. Like, the Magnum killed someone.
I remember the Magnum had hurt someone pretty bad. Yeah. Joel, yeah, we can go and hold bag and purse. Sorry, who? Oak. Oak, yeah, we can hold bags and purses together.
Yeah, we're gonna crowdfund getting Oak a flight to Ohio, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll land you right, like, we're gonna have you go out of a plane and you're gonna land right on top of the Millennium Force. Yeah, right when the coast
right
is
when
about to reach the
peak. Right when it's at its peak. Just...
Oak's gonna be like
Fortnite, where are
like
we going?
Like it's just straight out of GTA. Just
and he's gonna right smack dab.
Yep.
Right.
All over, like a bug on a windshield.
Yep. I love Cedar Point so much. Probably my favorite ride there is probably like Gemini. The new one, because they took the Mean Streak,
mm-hmm.
and they turned it into Steel Vengeance. Holy shit! God, that ride is so cool because it's a hybrid where it's both wood and steel. God, I felt like my head was gonna get decapitated. It was fucking awesome.
I think that's how Mean Streak has always been. Like, it's always been, like, always that fear of, like, I'm going to lose my head if I ride this. Yeah.
This one's like that, but, like, it's safe. You know, like, because, like, with cool. The Mean Streak, with that one, yeah, with the Mean Streak, since it was, like, that shit was, like, built in the fucking, like, 1700s
yeah.
and shit. Use that shit to, like, fucking, like, mine for gold and shit.
Yeah, it's like, that was an actual just, like, mine cart.
Yeah, God. That one, like, you actually had to, like, duck your head. Mm-hmm. This one, it makes you want to duck. There's plenty of space, but, yeah, like, if we got to go on that one, we have to do it at night, because during day, it's
so
good,
you
but, like,
can't
night,
see the things that you have to duck.
Yeah, exactly. At nighttime, you have to worry more about losing your head, which makes the experience even better.
It's so much better.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking about if we're going to do that, I want to get the fast pass, because I really...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
if we're
it's
gonna go
it.
With a decent group, like it's worth it at that point.
Yeah, let me look at
because then like we could all chip in for like one, right?
So
I think everyone needs their own.
Well, they have passes.
I don't know how this shit works.
Hold on, they have
passes. Don't give me that disgusted.
Yeah, there's certain
look.
Ones that are like family where it's like it counts for like four people, or you
yeah,
can get
and,
like a slightly more expensive one that's for good for like
yeah like people. Like there's let's see tickets and passes. You can just get like a normal ticket or whatever, or you can get a pass where that'll let you go for like the whole thing, you know, and those typically allow you to bring like a guest in.
Mm-hmm.
Season passes holy fuck, $350.
That's for a
well,
season
for a
pass.
Season pass. Yeah.
You don't want a season pass, buddy.
I know. Yeah, I just realized. I got it.
But I mean, like, when you think about it, like, what, generally tickets are $80?
I was saying, season pass is
actually,
really good.
Actually, it's just a park ticket, $50.
Oh, not bad.
Yeah, it used to be $75. I think it just fluctuates with the season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because last time I went was Halloween weekends, that was about 75.
Okay.
Who the fuck is yelling at a sign? But you can get there is a $74.99 one where that one's single day admission with free parking.
Oh, I heard that. That came through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one's got free parking, all day dining.
Right.
And then 62 off the front gate price. I want...
What?
I don't know.
62
and then there...
off the front gate price.
Your ticket, negative $12. We give you $12 when you walk into the park.
Then there's bring a friend ticket, exclusive discounts for season pass holders, purchase up to 6 tickets. Where's the... Oh, there's groups one. Where's the fucking fast pass?
I don't know. But yeah, I'm trying to figure out, because especially that's another, like, holiday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I wouldn't want to, like, go on the actual weekend strictly because...
It'll be busy as
it's
shit.
It's a holiday weekend. It'd be busy as fuck.
Where the fuck is the fast pass?
So I'm trying to figure out what day I'd want to actually, like, come out so I could take off, like, an extra day.
You're gay?
I wanted to shout it again, but...
I'll take this one. You're like, I don't know. Oh, I think they call it the fast lane.
You got a fast car.
There we go. What, it wasn't... Oh, there, it's under... It's included as add-ons. Yikes! Okay, so, make the most of your day with a fast lane wristband that allows you to bypass the regular lines on 22 rides and attractions. 95. $950 fucking dollars. It's a season pass, but holy
shit. Stop looking at season passes!
No. This is just a fast lane. I just looked at it because it goes 95, 115, 900 fucking 50. So I don't... Is that just...
I mean, if it does it for most of the roller coasters, it's
it does
genuinely
it in
22 it.
Rides and attractions. It includes the Magnum, the Rougarou, and more.
What?
The Rougarou.
The Rougarou. It
it's like a big dinosaur.
It's like a big dinosaur.
Dinosaur.
Okay.
Okay.
It's right next to the Iron Dragon, so I can ride that one while you guys ride.
Okay, yeah. So they call it the Fast Lane and the Fast Lane Plus, the Fast Lane. Okay. I felt like a
life in the Fast Lane.
You know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
No.
Rearranging furniture.
Walking, dancing, rearranging furniture.
I can't think of the...
I let the bird out of the cage!
Jamiroquai.
Yeah, Jamiroquai.
So it includes... Fastlane includes Blue Streak, the Cadillac cars, let's go, Corkscrew, Dodgem, Gatekeeper, I love the Gatekeeper, Gemini, love Gemini, giant wheel. Lake Erie Eagles, Magnum, Matterhorn, Max... What's Matterhorn? Is that is that?
I think Matterhorn is like the thing that's like, it's one of the attractions.
Oh, okay. Monster, Pipe Scream, Power Tower, Raptor. I love the Raptor. that's on my top five. I love the Raptor. The Rougarou, Scrambler, Skyhawk, Snake River Falls, Troika, Wave Swinger, and Windseeker.
No, the Matterhorn is a spinny ride.
Yeah,
is it spinny?
There's like a little hill, like you go up. I go
it
down.
Moves fast, and then it'll go backwards.
And then it'll go backwards, yeah.
Oh, okay. Huh. I love the Max Air. That's one of my, that's just
I
like
think
the
I just got
wave.
Confused because Trey said it's an attraction.
It's like, yeah, it's not like a roller coaster. It's just
no,
a,
I'm sexually attracted to this ride. Rearranging furniture.
No.
Dancing. So the prices do change a little bit. So it's saying fast lane. That's saying 109.
There's bugs in my room. Sorry. I've had my windows open.
Yeah, so actually it would be better if we were to do it during like a weekday, if you're able to come during a weekday, because it goes from like 109 to 149 just from going Thursday to Saturday. Like 109, 119, 149. And then 125 on Sundays. So it does change depending on what day we go. Okay, and that is also on top of a ticket. So if we get a regular ticket, and then...
But, like, what I'm trying to figure out is, does the fast pass, how many people does that work for? Sorry, the fast lane.
I think it's just one person.
It might just be for one person.
Because it's a wristband.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's awful.
Furniture. Dancing. Life in the fast lane.
What are you doing?
I wish you could just get like a. Honestly, I would just be down to get a season pass because I really want to go a lot this summer. I wish that would just include fast pass in it.
Yeah. Rather than making it $1,200.
But no. Oh, you can get tasting cards though.
What cards?
A tasting card. You can eat it.
Yum. You did that.
Yeah, I mean, paper doesn't make you sick, guys. It's fine. As long as no one, you know, took too big of a mud pie and took too little of a slice, it'll be fine.
A what night?
A what night?
A what night? Yeah, so, I don't know. We'll figure it out, though.
Yeah.
I just fucking sucked on.
It's not like prices really go up as you get closer to the day. They just go up based on...
Yeah, so Fastlane covers all the rides except for Maverick, Millennium Force, Steel Vengeance, and Valraven. Those are like the four big ones. The Fastlane Plus does include those four.
Yeah. But like that's a pretty steep price.
Yeah.
Or like if we're going during a weekday anyways.
It should be slower. We can get a cabana.
Why?
A place to sit.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
129? That's not that bad. That's not that bad.
Is there like a water park of Cedar Point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kings Island.
So then that's what that's.
No, for. There's like an actual like water rides and stuff at Cedar Point.
Oh, well, yeah, there's a couple water rides, but there's a water park, which is Kings Island.
That's across the state.
No, it's connected to it.
No, it is not. Kings Island is in Mason County. That is not connected. That is down near Dayton.
Hold on. Water park near... There is a water park Kalahari? Right next to... No, that's in Sandusky.
No, Kalahari is indoor.
So is Cedar Point!
it's just called Cedar Point Shores. That's what they call it. Okay. Well, because I was just thinking Kings Island because Cedar Fair also owns Kings Island.
Yeah,
so
it's in Mason, Ohio.
He doesn't know geography. Leave him alone.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know my shapes.
Yeah, that couldn't be ever more clear.
No way! Okay. This is pretty sick. I can rent an electric wheelchair with a canopy rental, I can rent a single stroller, or a double.
A single stroller
for $17. Oh, wait. We can hire a tour guide, guys. We can hire a tour guide. That's pretty cool.
Oh, my
God. I think I should get one for free. Yep, because you are a woman and you need to be told where to go all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Maggie is plotting our deaths.
Oh! Do you like Snoopy?
You're gonna love it. Snoopy and Woodstock.
Woodstock 99.
And all the little fucking peanuts.
Yeah,
Woodstock. Fred Durst himself will be there.
Yeah, break stuff. So yeah, that's pretty cool. So that's gonna be the plan. We're just gonna fuck shit up and listen to Korn while riding the Snoopy's train or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just gonna send this whole website.
Okay.
I'll put that in the Ohio group. I like how we're planning our future on podcast.
We got nothing else to talk about.
Yep.
I mean, it's an interesting thing.
Oh, I just remember what I had something to talk about. Someone said EP in public, and I was like, who the fuck are you? Yeah, I was at one of my jobs, and I was at the register, and they were like, man, I'm VEP. I'm like,
Rimboy?
Damn, Rimboy?
I almost said Rimboy, but I know if I said that, they would have looked at me.
You would have been like, the weird one in that situation.
I would have been the weird one. But they're cat owners. I was like, okay, yeah, that checks out. It's cat owners, man. Fucking whack ass motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I need to talk about this. DJ just sent me the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
Love when DJ sends things. Nagito
Kamida and Sans Undertale. And Sans is pregnant.
Let's go.
And they're gonna name it Miku.
Let's go.
I hate this.
God, what was it the other night? He sent me the fucking, like, worst e-sex I've ever seen, and it was the Discord call. Like, gee whiz.
Jeez Louise.
Jeez Louise. I sent him, as I was typing, I'll read the fucking message.
Is there a worst e-sex copypasta? Worst e-sex copypasta?
But I was sending him a message and replying to that. And one of the lines in the thing is like, shut your trap and slob on my cracker cock. And I put little fucking emojis next to it, each of the words. So it was like, slob on my, shut your trap, and it was Pog is looking, and slob, the little emoji with the drool coming out, on my, and then I put the fucking dynamite into the cracker cock, and then just a fucking eggplant. And I was like, as I'm typing this, I'm laughing, losing my mind. And I'm like, I hate that I'm typing this, but DJ is going to absolutely love it. And that's what I'm going for.
Can you send that to me, please? I want to have that copy pasta.
And Wemmy was like, Trey, that shouldn't be something you go for. And I was like, no, but it is. I sent it 2 minutes later. DJ said, absolutely sent me to orbit. Let's fucking go.
DJ absolutely lost his mind at that. Like, I can hear him laughing. I can't do DJ laugh. DJ has just, like, an insane laugh.
Shut your trap. Jeez Louise.
Jeez Louise. God, I love that that's just hot off the fucking Jared eating a whole ear of corn.
Yeah.
So yeah, now it's the thing. Every time we have somebody come down, every time we all get together, someone's got to eat an entire ear of corn. There has to be corn at the function.
There has to be.
I agree. Yeah, I had my first Ohio corn.
You did it.
Tasted like
regular. Wait, have you corn. Never really actually had corn all the times you've been down here?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, what do you think?
All it took was you going to Arlington, Ohio, apparently.
Because I was in Columbus. Like,
oh, that's fair.
What am I going to have there?
The Ohio kind?
Oh, Ohio corn.
Yeah, but it just tasted like regular ass
corn. I think people.
There's nothing special about it.
Yeah, oh no, it's corn, but it's the fact that you had it in Ohio.
Well, big lump of knob, then it has the juice. I can't imagine a more beautiful thing. It's corn. A big lump of knob. Roll my dice. All right, anybody have any closing remarks? Thank you, Twitch, for emailing me that Street Fighter 6 is finally here. I feel like DJ had something to do with that since we were talking about him.
No problem, man.
My ending point is I copied and pasted what you just sent into the Ohio group chat to DJ.
Oh, thank you.
He has yet to respond because I told him I hated what he sent me with, and then he responded with a cold face, so like the blue emoji face. So I sent him the shut your trap.
When he was playing fucking Crab Game the other night, when you guys were on your way over, I sent that to him in his chat. Because he brought it up so quickly, didn't talk about it again, and I just dropped that into his chat. I'm like, my work here is done.
My My work here is done. I have
My work here is done.
I love DJ. We should have DJ on the podcast someday.
Oh, that would be great. Next week.
Next week.
We can have him talk about his... Because I think he's doing the season finale of Nexus.
Yeah, I think Nexus should be wrapping up, so...
Oh, final?
Is that... Yeah, that is next week. This weekend, okay.
This weekend. Like, literally 2 days from now, this Saturday. I make an appearance in it.
Well, Mango makes an appearance in it.
That's me.
The fruit.
The fruit. Yeah, a fruit with legs shows up at a wrestling ring.
That's me.
That's literally you.
That's literally just me. You guys met me. You saw how fruit my body is.
DJ does run a podcast, but his is like an actual podcast for work.
You've seen how fruit.
You've seen the fruit. Show me your hands.
Show me your hand. You've seen how fruit.
You've seen how fruit.
How fruit.
How fruit.
But yeah, I made a bad decision, and I actually... So DJ had me record the stuff as Mango, and I made the decision to just do one very long recording of a few tries of what he wanted me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a video as well. So, like, of Mango on a green screen. And it's just me going on and on about bullshit in between each take. I just go, and it's a bad idea. He already said, please don't kill me. Nice. So I may have to murder DJ this weekend.
Nice.
Stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned then. Be sure to check out Nexus then on twitch.tv/DJBronzeLeague.
Yeah. Twitch.tv/cathands.
Twitch.tv/cathands.
Cathands.
Cathands. All right.
Cathands.
Also, be sure to check out the merch, carcrashstore.com. And if you're not subscribed, be sure to subscribe. We do this every week. I really want to try and get some more content out when all of us kind of wrap up our busy schedules. Some non-podcast content. Keep being on the lookout for that. All right.
Happy game month.
Congrats.
If you're not gay, guys, you will die.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I need to go.
All right. Thank you everybody for watching. I'll be here for this episode. See you guys next week. Landon.
Bye.
Take us out.
Idiosyncrasies. Ta-da.
Ta-da.
Ta-da.